At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Kevin Walsh here, The Kevin Walsh Show, a Sports Grid podcast, back with you here in the month of August. And this is going to be a little different episode on the podcast today. I figure we're going to do a little just kind of open-ended conversations here, some of the topics that are out in these streets. But also, and I've been tweeting about this quite a bit, I have had a fantasy football fever, if you will, in this month of August. I've always enjoyed fantasy football. I think we all know that, you know, everybody loves a good fantasy draft if you can get into it. And I've always enjoyed best ball. I've played plenty of best ball through the years. I am by no means an expert, but I enjoy it. And I'm sure plenty of you who subscribe to the podcast do as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and jump in into a best ball draft. And I, you know, the best ball mania over on Underdog is a good time. You know, they want to throw K-Dubs a couple dollars here, a little sponsorship. Don't be scared now. Don't be scared. But I figure I'll jump in. Now, I'll just say this off the rip. I don't know. I assume close to no one will be doing, you know, a fantasy draft without a visual component. And that's something I'm going to try and work on for the show here. Again, I'm just kind of, you know, we're keeping it real open and loose here on this on this current episode, where I'd love to start to try and find ways to add that visual aspect here to the show, because, you know, that's realistically 2025. Like, I've kind of joked with people behind the scenes, you know, I'm doing a podcast under the guidelines of like a decade ago, right, where it was just audio only, which I like and I enjoy that. It allows, you know, me to just kind of sit here, turn the mic on, and not worry about anything else. And I'm not saying anything is going to be imminent, but I'd love to start to try and add a little bit more here to the podcast. Again, certainly, you know, with football season starting to ramp up. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to enter into one of these best ball drafts. It'll actually be the 10th one I've done. I've probably entered two or three of these. Like, if you look to last year, again, I've done, you know, best ball on other sites before, but I'm just enjoying it so much. I figure, why not? You know, I remember when I was initially putting the Kevin Walsh Show together, I was kind of talking to some people about, like, what's the show going to be? And, you know, we're going to do a lot of football. We're going to do a lot of basketball, right? College, pro. But there's just going to be some stuff that is, like, it just ties back to me and my interests. And obviously, this isn't veering too far off of what you would expect from the show. But it's going to be a little different here. So I just joined an Underdog Best Ball Mania draft. We're waiting for it to fill up. We'll see what pick we get. And, you know, we'll talk through some of this. I'm wondering, you know, how some people out there with fantasy football probably going to peak in about 2 to 3 weeks, where everyone will start to rip their drafts. You know, how many people out there are doing mocks? How many people are out there just kind of, you know, they take their time, they let it come to them when the time comes, which is all valid. I've not been this into a fantasy football season like this. I mean, probably ever, right? Because again, like, I'm watching a lot of videos. And I'll say this for the bettors out there who don't play much fantasy, or, you know, maybe just in one league. But this stuff is all connected, right? When you think about, take Saquon Barkley, for example, where Saquon Barkley is not going first overall, second overall in most of these drafts, and Saquon Barkley still booked as the offensive player of the year favorite. It's going to be difficult for Saquon Barkley. The expectation from a lot of people in the fantasy world, Saquon's going to take that step back, right? Well, I think Saquon taking the step back in fantasy is tied to then, okay, is offensive player of the year a little bit up for grabs? Take Ja'Marr Chase, for example, who goes first overall in every draft. I don't think I've been in a single draft where Ja'Marr Chase doesn't go first overall. And that's only going to gain, by the way, through that preseason game where Cincinnati went out there spamming Ja'Marr Chase, four grabs, 77 yards and a touchdown against the Eagles. Burrow was, you know, almost perfect in that football game. Should Chase be the offensive player of the year favorite? I tend to think so. You know, I've not laid out award bets yet. We'll do that all on Game Time Decisions. I'll do it here, of course, as well on the show. Draft is live, by the way. I have the eighth pick. For anyone that does not know, the setup on Underdog is it's best ball, so it's you draft a team and you never touch it again. There's no waiver wires or anything like that. So you get 18 roster spots, and you're going to start a quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a flex, a tight end, and then you get 10 guys on your bench. It's half-point PPR. Chase, Gibbs, Lamb is how the 1-2-3 goes here. I am more comfortable taking wide receivers in round number one, just from what I've been doing here. So at the eighth pick, like, I'd rather someone take McCaffrey off my hands, but I'll gladly draft Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers, to me, I think has the chance to have this incredible season for the New York Giants. And, you know, I've been, McCaffrey goes seven, so I'll take Malik Nabers at pick eight here. And then a potential running back wrap around the, you know, Genty-Henry combination, Amon-Ra, Drake London. We'll see who comes around on the back end there. But I just took Nabers at eight. My brothers have been giving me some oof for not putting Malik Nabers in my top 10 wide receivers. And look, that it's one of those, it's a really tough thing because I believe in the talent that is Malik Nabers. It just felt as if other guys kind of earned it, had a little bit more security within the ranking for me. But then the way I'm drafting Nabers, now some of that, the situation I think for Nabers is really good. I still don't think his target competition is super high, and I think the quarterback play is going to be an uptick. I think one of the more under-discussed things, because people are hand-waving the New York Giants, is how much better the quarterback play is going to be with Russell Wilson than injured Daniel Jones, Tommy DeVito, whatever they were running out there for a little bit during this Dable tenure. I think the Giants can really surprise this year. I've not finalized my playoff teams. There's a good chance I end up projecting the New York Giants made the playoffs. There's surprise teams every year. We know that. I know the schedule is brutal. I do. But I like what they have. I like the odds that you're getting. And there's a desire for me to back that Giants team. Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau. It's crazy what they have up front. And I think it can make the difference. So after Nabers, it goes Collins, A-Chain, Amon-Ra, and then Puka to close out round number one. Brian Thomas and Drake London are the first two picks in round two. So I'm two picks away from going. I am likely going to take either Genty or Derrick Henry here in this spot. And I'm going to take Derrick Henry. It goes A.J. Brown, Ashton Genty. I'm happy to take Derrick Henry. You know, Derrick Henry, it's interesting how good of a season Saquon had against expectations, how much he shot up draft boards, and then you compare that to Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry was almost just as good as Saquon Barkley was last season. You know, you could argue he was as good. Some will try and argue he was better. You will see that, right? Like, he had a better Pro Football Focus grade. We talked about that on the running backs episode that we did on this podcast with Chris. So,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
But I like Derrick Henry. I know he's older, and I know that that's the selling point. But Derrick Henry going off of the board. Let's see this here, where, you know, Ashton Gentry in front of him. I get the rookie love, but it's also just the gap, right? He goes at the 2-5 as a 12 team setup here, where Christian McCaffrey goes at the 1-7. Like, there's a lot of risk that comes with CMC. There's a lot of risk that comes with CMC. Now, what are we trying to do here at 3-8? So here's the tricky thing. I'll just tell people this. I'll probably get into this now, I guess, for a little bit. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, right, if they're there at 3-8, I know that those are like normal picks. I think Jalen Hurts ends up fantasy QB1 this year. That's a set-in-stone take of mine that I feel strongly about. Marvin Harrison, Garrett Wilson, Josh Jacobs is not bad. I don't mind drafting Breece Hall. If he gets traded, I don't think it's going to be to like a worse situation. Kittle, no thank you. Devontae Adams in LA, the second wide receiver for Jimmy G, that's a hard sell. JSN has started to make a little bit of sense to me, but I don't think I can get there. Where do we go here coming up? Well, let's see. We're 2 picks away. Josh Jacobs is there, but I just can't imagine he makes it. That's a sprint to the window type of pick. I don't really want to take Breece Hall again. I have drafted Breece Hall quite a bit. The one thing I have, you know, and again, I watch more and more videos. You want to try and mix things up a little bit. Yeah, Jacobs goes the pick before me. That would have been so nice. So it could be Kyren Williams, Breece Hall, James Cook at the running back spot, Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, Jackson Smith, and Jigba. Let's take a shot on JSN, which is not something that I've done in these drafts just yet, because I'm willing to gamble, because I don't think it's much of a gamble, Hurts will be there on the wraparound. So from a fantasy perspective, the Philadelphia Eagles are likely going to have to throw more this upcoming season due to how dominant the run game was and just year-over-year regression that typically comes in. And I think that is totally fine for the Philadelphia Eagles, right? I don't think that is a bad thing. I don't think that is a down thing. I think that is something that they can be really, really... they still have A.J. Brown. They still have Devonta Smith. I believe in Jalen Hurts, the passer, more than, you know, probably most people. So Hurts, to me, throwing for a career high in passing yards, or I think he's going to throw for a career high in passing touchdowns, and I think he's going to uptick the yards a ton. While the tush push is not banned, that's not going anywhere. Hurts does not make it back. Wow. Hurts does not make it back. Well, I'll take Breece Hall then, because I was considering Breece Hall at my last spot. So that actually works out. Again, I want Hurts there because I want to take Hurts in a lot of these. When you if you can get the QB1 in round 4, it can be a game changer, and that's what I think Hurts can be. And let me just say this: we're still doing these quarterback debates, man. And I'm not naive. I understand when I see Jalen Hurts behind Jaden Daniels, right? You can project the youngster. There's an element of I get it. When Justin Herbert is in front of Jalen Hurts, there is an element of I get it, right? Even if I think we're just kind of hand-waving postseason performances in a way that we would never do in the NBA, which is where I think that's, to me, like the lifeblood of rankings and side-by-side player comps and weighing the value of certain things. I think the postseason has to matter, and when one guy is a Super Bowl MVP and another guy is the worst quarterback in the history of the playoffs through two games, like, that has to matter. But again, I get a Herbert, Daniels, I expect those things, right? Dak in front of... come on. Dak in front of Jalen Hurts is ridiculous. Dak wasn't even good last year when he was healthy. We can't keep doing this stuff, right? Games have to matter. They just... like, it has to actually matter what happens. You cannot submit to me your quarterback rankings of a couple of years ago. It's like, oh, Dak threw for 4,500 in 2023. Right, and then had his face lit on fire in the playoffs that year. Hold on a second. Now, this is a wide receiver run. Jalen Waddle, Travis Hunter just went. I've realized I want more and more Jalen Waddle, DJ Moore. In best ball, Rashee Rice probably makes a lot more sense because you don't have to worry. Like, you know, he'll come back when he comes back. All right, so I'm going to be between Waddle and DJ Moore here at this spot. I think I'm going to try and make a case on Waddle. Just let me see if that's who we end up with here on the board. Laporta is the top tight end available. Burrow's a top quarterback available, which I may go Burrow if he's there on the wraparound. So I just took Jalen Waddle. So far the team is Malik Nabers, Derrick Henry, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Breece Hall, and Jalen Waddle. I'll get back to the Hurts stuff in a second. Let me just stick on this Hurts thing quickly. Like, Dak being in front of him, ridiculous. We have got to stop seeing people rank Jared Goff in front of Jalen Hurts. The whole argument for people who try and tear down Jalen Hurts is, oh, well, the guys around him elevate him. Well, then what's Jared Goff's excuse? Well, Jared Goff threw for 4,600 yards and 37 touchdowns. Again, getting it done in different ways is one thing. But Jared Goff has an offensive line that, you know, you typically would grade out just as good. Jared Goff has a wide receiver room. There goes Burrow. That grades out incredibly favorably. Let's see. Chris Olave. Hold on. James Conner. I have taken Pacheco a few times. I don't have a lot of Laporta. I'm not reaching on Mahomes. I'll take Olave here. Olave's really talented. And I think I should be pretty happy about that. Because the wide receivers get tricky. Like, I don't understand Roma Dunze going in front of Chris Olave. I don't really understand that. There's a lot of guys on the Bears. DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Luther Burden, Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet. Like, it's crowded in Chicago. Like, if people are banking on Rome being the wide receiver one, I get it, but I cannot get there. I really can't. I'm happy with this team so far. I got to figure out the running back stuff a little bit. Quarterback, I think there's value down the board, so I'm not too panicked. Tight end's been tricky, I'll admit, throughout some of these. Travis Kelce is one of my more drafted players. I think that's kind of through the lens of the Rashee Rice suspension. I know we're bouncing around here a little bit, but I wanted to do something different on the podcast for people, and I've really been enjoying these fantasy drafts. Again, just stop ranking Jared Goff in front of Jalen Hurts. That's all. Which, incredibly, was actually done on the quarterback episode we did here on this feed by Yarnell, which it's just indefensible. It really is. Goff has as good as... It feels like he has as good a situation as Hurts does, and yet the postseason results, we know exactly what they are. Like, it's just nonsensical. Nobody actually... there's no one that actually would rather have Jared Goff than Jalen Hurts. That's insane. That's totally, totally ridiculous. But, you know, people can keep lying to themselves, I guess. Here's my case on Jalen Waddle, by the way. They lose Jonnu Smith, who ended up being a target monster last year. And Tyreek Hill feels like he could absolutely... like, Tyreek Hill being traded in the middle of the season feels like a coin flip. And if that does end up happening, then you've got yourself a heck of a situation with Jalen Waddle as the clean number one wide receiver. Whether Tua is out there or not, you're in a very, very good spot, I think. So, to me, from a fantasy perspective, Waddle makes sense. I'm playing his overseason-long receiving yards, 925 and a half. Jalen Waddle was a 1,000-yard receiver each of his first three seasons. Why can't Jalen Waddle be a 1,000-yard receiver this upcoming season? Two picks away via ADP, top guys on the board, David Montgomery, Jordan Addison, Sam Laporta, Jaden Reed, Pat Mahomes. I could go Laporta. I might take David Montgomery, though, because then it's just a completely different tier of running back. So I'm going to take David Montgomery. Montgomery's fallen a lot. This is my why it's hard to... Like, I believe in the talent that is Jahmyr Gibbs so much. I'm someone who bet Jahmyr Gibbs to an Offensive Rookie of the Year his rookie season, which he would have if not for C.J. Stroud being so incredible and, you know, the Houston Texans going to the playoffs. And, you know, that was the obvious correct winner for that award that season. But I've believed in Gibbs the whole time, right? You knew he was good at Georgia Tech when he transferred to Bama. The kid was special, great in the receiving game. I was always annoyed with how much they used David Montgomery, but they still use David Montgomery. Like, David Montgomery being treated as if they no longer like him, like, I just don't think that that's accurate. Is Mahomes going to make it back here? Let's see. You have Burrow. You have Jaden Daniels. You have Jalen Hurts. So it's the team that took Laporta who's going to end up taking Mahomes on me here. Do I want Hockenson? No. I don't mind Hockenson. Shakir's interesting. Just went. Oh, I got Mahomes. I'm happy with that. I'm really happy with that. So through how many rounds? 8 rounds. Mahomes at the quarterback spot.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Derrick Henry, Breece Hall, David Montgomery's your running back room. Malik Nabers, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Jalen Waddle, and Chris Olave's wide receiver room. I'm not mad at that. I'm pretty happy with that. I'm glad that I decided to do this with this draft and not the one I did late last night. I ended up messing up a couple things. I overthought a couple of picks. There was like I could have had like Kittle. I took a running back. I ended up with just, I don't know, the wide receivers were bad. I didn't love the draft. Now that I have Mahomes, we can just start to make some moves here in the running back game. Let's see, J.K. Dobbins is on the board. I don't mind drafting Ramondre Stevenson, by the way. Like, I understand Trevion Henderson looks special. I think Ramondre Stevenson can still be the touchdown guy on New England this year. I think he's very live unless there's an injury to out-carry Trevion Henderson. I think the love's been a little much for me. I think Stevenson prevents some legitimate value. I also think the Patriots could be... Can they be good? They can win a lot of games is maybe the better way to say it. And that's valuable at the running in the running back position. It's valuable to be on a team that's going to win a lot of games. And that schedule is soft. Like as I kind of set up that New England roster, getting ready for the season and figuring out who I like and who I don't like there, Colston Loveland is starting to shoot up these draft boards and I can't get there. I am not drafting Colston Loveland in front of Tyler Warren. I don't care. You know, you can think Loveland's the better player than Tyler Warren. I don't think he's in the better situation. I don't. I'm up in two picks. I'm eyeing J.K. Dobbins. He probably won't get there. Do I take Ramondre? It's early. It's way early. Darnell Mooney, Cooper Kupp, Rashid Shaheed, Brandon Ayuk, Luther Burden. Nah. Dobbins goes the pick before. Do I get a little Mark Andrews in my life? I don't really want it. I don't really want it. Should I take Tyler Warren? You know what? Let me just trust myself and take Tyler Warren, who I really like. Nope, I just timed out. So that's going to be Ramondre Stevenson. Hey, listen, I'm doing this live. I think Warren could still be there, and that'll be fine because I would have taken Stevenson on the wraparound. Let's see if he's actually going to be there. Let's see, the guys drafting behind me, a Laporta team, and then none of them have tight ends. Yeah, so I just missed out on Tyler Warren because it's 20 seconds on the clock. An extra 10 seconds wouldn't hurt. I know that there's a lot of these, and you know, people are always, you know, jumping into these things. Andrews just went. Let's see here. Running back options aren't great. I got to start hitting up some wide receivers then, I think. I think Ayuk actually getting a timetable isn't bad. I think they said they're expecting him to, like, they're hoping he's ready for week 6. When Ayuk is back, he could easily be the number one wide receiver in San Francisco. Ooh, Tucker Kraft just went. Interesting. So two picks in between before I get to go. I'll probably take either Tyler Warren or Evan Engram. Well, I'll definitely take it Tyler Warren. That's for sure. Yeah, because I'm still pretty happy with the wide receiver. There goes Tyler Warren. I can't believe I timed out. Oh, my gosh. It happens, though. It's why the queue's important. And I should have had him queued up earlier. I'll take Evan Engram, though. Evan Engram's in, actually, the more I've thought about it, I actually like the situation for Evan Engram fantasy-wise because the Broncos, they've not added in that wide receiver room. So Evan Engram, and there's a lot of hype out of Denver on Engram, but Evan Engram being the second guy on that team in targets, I would say he's right now the favorite for that. So I think there's some value in that there. So now we have Mahomes at quarterback and Evan Engram at tight end. It could have been Tyler Warren. I just think there's a lot of upside. I think he's a super talented player, Tyler Warren. I think he could be a big touchdown guy. Like, is Evan Engram going to be a touchdown guy? I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. So we got a couple of good. Let's see how some of this board is starting to go. So after Evan Engram went, Baker Mayfield, Shaheed, Dalton Kincaid, Luther Burden, there goes Brandon Ayuk. The picks fly, man. They fly in this. Let's see what we've got here now. Who are a couple of options? See, it's funny. I've seen, you know, people do live streams of these and they can't, like, because people might be in the drafts, so they can't, like, queue stuff. Like, I like to have a queue up. But I'm not used to doing this while recording anything, which is what I'm chalking up to me missing out on Tyler Warren, which could be fine, though. Which could be fine. Let's see. Do I want to pair Mahomes? The quarterbacks, like, it gets on a real run. Caleb Williams, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence are the next 5 QBs available. I'm going to wait on quarterback. Let's see. Should I run tight end already? No. I'd rather wait there too. But now I'm waiting on everything. Christian Kirk's not a bad pick if he's still there when I'm up. I don't hate Romeo Doubs, but that's early. Let's see running back. Tank Bigsby, I don't mind. Like, Javonte Williams is one of these things. He's RB41. He's going to start for the Cowboys. And it projects as a high-scoring offense. Javonte Williams goes right on cue. Dylan Sampson's a guy I'm interested in. Could we get him on a wraparound? Probably not. Probably tempting fate. Quarterbacks are going to... I'm going to trust Mahomes as my quarterback. I'm going to take Tank Bigsby or Dylan Sampson. Let's go Dylan Sampson here at the 11-8. And then on the wraparound, running back-wise, I would be... I think running back-wise, I'm good. Like, I'd rather risk Braylon Allen, Jaden Blue maybe being there the next go-around. That could be risky, but I've drafted Nick Chubb on so many teams. I'll take Trevor Lawrence at this next spot if I can. I won't be mad at that. Or Kyle Pitts. I'm taking Kyle Pitts this year. I like the chances. Like, I'd rather Kyle Pitts. Let me just try and compare him. Like, Dallas Goedert's still on the board. I'd rather Kyle... there it goes. I'd rather him over Ferguson. I'd rather him over Njoku. I actually might prefer Kyle Pitts over, like, Tucker Kraft. Maybe that's crazy. But I just want to take that chance with that offense getting Michael Penix in, which I think is going to be a legitimate boost for Atlanta. I think Michael Penix could be legit, like, really good this year. They're an interesting team in the futures market. The joke, if you know, in the Walsh household is, I'll never pick Tampa Bay. And there's some truth to that somehow, some way. Trevor Lawrence there, that's a good pick. I'm happy with that. I'm happy to pair Mahomes with Lawrence. Because now I'm not going to take another quarterback. I'm going to let those two ride that out for me and hope that that's enough. Because I think Trevor could have a bang-out year. He has Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter as his wide receivers. If Travis Hunter entered the NFL only playing wide receiver, we would view that as one of the five best wide receiver corps in football. Maybe we do now. Top of my head, right? Chase Higgins, Lamb Pickens, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith. Who are the obvious ones that I'm missing that are better than Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter? Puka and Devontae Adams, 100%. You want to go Mike Evans and whomever the Tampa Bay guy is? I don't think so. I don't think that's going to make the cut. So is this the fifth best? I mean, it's a top five wide receiver to win football. That doesn't sound crazy. And you got Trevor Lawrence, like, way late, like quarterback 19. I think that's really, like, I don't know. Brock Purdy goes so early. And I know the Niners have had success before, and he runs it a little bit more. But Trevor's more of an athlete than him. Like, I'm more interested in Trevor. All right, I've not drafted a wide receiver in a while. Tight end-wise, we're not in an awesome spot, but hopefully Ingram works out. Romeo Doubs is someone I like drafting. I think he's really talented, and Green Bay really, really liked him for years. I'm not sure they're going to just hand wave Romeo Doubs. I like Golden over Jaden Reed, but that's being reflected heavily in drafts now. It was not for a while. Let's see what we have here. I'm pretty set on Romeo Doubs. I'm up in two picks. I'm not... Oh, there goes Romeo Doubs. Oh, boy. I've not really drafted much of Trey Harris. This wide receiver room's getting depleted. I think I'd take Goddard if he's there on the board at the next pick. Do I like any of these running backs that are here? Do I just take a Garendo shot? Nah. Let's see. Do I take a Garendo shot? No. Give me Goddard, and now I'm going to be done with quarterback and tight end. So I've done a lot of these where it's three quarterbacks, three tight ends, six running backs, six receivers. You know, I keep a very even build in these. I will, again, hand up. Is that the best way to do it? Are you supposed to, you know, four running backs, eight wide receivers? Is that how the combinations are supposed to look for some? Maybe. I've usually kept them pretty even, where then I'll end up with seven running backs and seven wide receivers. There's a wide receiver I am going to draft in round 15 or 16. I know I could say it now, but I'm just gonna hold off because I want to see who else is on this board. I'm up in 5 picks. Guerrero is still there. Chubb is there. Eckler is there. Those would be the consideration pieces at running back. Quentin Johnston, Jalen McMillan. Doesn't move me a ton. And I think we're good at quarterback. He's not a bad pick, man. Like, he has a high ceiling to offer up. Let's just make this Guerrero pick. Because then I'm going to be pretty pleased with this running back room. Henry, Breece Hall, David Montgomery, Ramondre Stevenson, Dylan Sampson, and now adding Isaac Guerrero. I'm pretty happy with that. Okay, so now that that's settled, I am drafting Adonai Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell, in every single draft. And it's like, I don't know if this is ridiculous, but I truly think that he could end up being the number one wide receiver on the Indianapolis Colts. And I don't even think that should be that hot of a take. Like, Josh Downs goes so early in these drafts. And I understand Josh Downs was good last year. You know, was on a 1,000-yard pace, 5 touchdowns in the 14 games. Adonai Mitchell had round one buzz, ended up going in round number 2 to Indy, and has been lighting training camp on fire. And Adonai Mitchell is right now the wide receiver 84. Josh Downs goes in the very beginning of the 7th round as like the 40th wide receiver. That is an unjustifiable gap to me. I think so. Like, you have Warren, Pittman, and Downs as 3 Colts pass catchers that go in front of him. Does Alec Pierce go in front of him as well? I think he might. I just like, yeah, come on. There's no way we're taking Alec Pierce over A.D. Mitchell. I think that's just wild. So I have a pick in the 15th coming up. So I can do anything I want because I already know I'm going to take Adonai Mitchell in the 16th. Quentin Johnston. I started to like Michael Wilson a little bit for the Cardinals. Maybe Kyler just throws it a ton more. Kyler, during the preseason game, was saying how he thinks that Michael Wilson has like 1,000-yard potential. Michael Wilson's only played 2 seasons so far, so, you know, it's not like the book's officially written on Michael Wilson. I think that's tempting. Am I done with running backs? Like, is there someone? The only other running back who I would draft is Kyle Madungai out of Chicago. Because if you just, like, ear to the ground it, it's pretty clear. It is pretty clear that DeAndre Swift is not that good. Give me Quentin Johnston. I am not giving up on Quentin Johnston. I don't care. I do not care. I am not giving up on Quentin Johnston, man. Quentin Johnston is a round one pick entering year number 3. Now, I know it's not this regime necessarily that drafted Quentin Johnston, but there's talent there, man. There's talent. And there's a quarterback in that, you know, with a rocket for an arm there. I just think you got yourself a situation where Quentin Johnston, I have Quentin Johnston on a silly amount of teams. And he's gone the other way. Keenan Allen joined the team. I get it. I'll take a chance on Quentin Johnston. I say silly amount of teams. I don't have that many teams for it to be silly, but he's on probably half my teams, Quentin Johnston. I'll go over what the statistics look like after this. I hope people, you know, like this. I think for the fantasy football crowd, it could be fun. But look, I'm also going to, you know, like, hand up. I understand that this not having a visual component is lacking. And that's something I really want to find a way to add to the podcast here. So I'm almost doing this, I think, maybe to inspire myself to, you know, do a little bit more. Now, here's the thing. Would it be worth, because I've not done this, like, risking A.D. Mitchell getting all the way back and taking, like, Michael Wilson here? Because I've just drafted Mitchell. No, I'm just going to draft Mitchell. I don't really care. especially in a best ball format with an explosive player who could have multiple 50-yard touchdowns. I don't care. I'm taking Mitchell. I'm taking Mitchell every single time. In a best ball format, I can't believe where he goes. I cannot believe where he goes. Maybe I just ended up, you know, too deep into Colts Twitter, and it's not going to end up worth it. But for me, it is. For me, it is. So let's take a look here at potential options in the running back rooms. Sean Tucker's a guy I don't mind drafting. Rashad White got injured. Rashad White's not. Sean Tucker, I think, can pass Rashad White on that depth chart, is probably how I see it. Taj Brooks, Breshad Smith in KC. I still draft Jarquez Hunter a little bit, who's in LA. Ollie Gordon for Miami's not bad. He popped a little bit in that preseason game. Let's see, where are we at right now? Should we go 8 running backs? That'd be crazy. Who down here? I like drafting Hopkins. He's wide receiver 79 on Underdog. DeAndre Hopkins has never been bad in his career. I have no reason to think that DeAndre Hopkins, now with the Baltimore Ravens, is going to be bad. Now, it doesn't mean that DeAndre Hopkins is going to lead the NFL in receiving. That's ridiculous. Could DeAndre Hopkins have an 8-touchdown season? Yes. Lamar threw 40 last year. Like, he 100% could have an 8-touchdown season. In 10 games with the Chiefs, Hopkins had 4 touchdowns. And again, Mahomes didn't even throw for 30. So, there goes Menungai in the first pick of the 17th round. He's starting to fly up the draft boards now. I think DeAndre Hopkins could legitimately end up with 8 touchdowns. Like, that, his Kansas City stat line, okay? So let's just extrapolate this over 17 games. So we had 41 catches. This is pretty easy. That's 4.1 times 17. So that would be a 70-catch season, okay? And the target competition is about the same. His yards would be tick under 750, okay? And then that touchdown pace is basically 7. So 70 catches, 750 yards, and 7 touchdowns with, you know, an offense that was a little bit less explosive last season. I can't do all this talking and then not draft DeAndre Hopkins. Let's get new Hopkins on the team. Let's get new Hopkins on the team. I like that. I'm happy with new Hopkins. Let me just see if there's a quarterback worth taking. Stafford's an interesting draft piece now. So Matt Stafford's on the board, mind you. Like, here are the starting quarterbacks that are on the board. Stafford, Rodgers, Russell Wilson, that's it. Unless you consider Daniel Jones and Tyler Shuck, but I don't think many are drafting in that direction. Like, Stafford, I probably have to draft, because if he is healthy, and again, it's best ball, right? So it's like you're just going to get those ceiling games. Darren Waller's interesting to me, as much as I know I said.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
As much as I know, I said, did we just get some breaking news out of Green Bay? Let's Jordan Love tore a ligament in his left thumb. He's going to need a procedure, but he shouldn't miss any regular season time. So the Jordan Love injuries are starting already. Good luck. I see people out there at Green Bay Packers Super Bowl futures. You will not see me with Green Bay Packer Super Bowl futures. Darren Waller, Ollie Gordon, or Jarquez Hunter? Darren Waller. All right, I'm not taking Jarquez. Ollie Gordon or Darren Waller? I have Evan Ingram and Dallas Goedert. Running back room. It's an older running back room. Maybe Ollie Gordon pops. Let's take Ollie Gordon. Last year, the guy who I picked to win the Heisman Trophy. Nightmare of a pick. Such a bad pick. Actually, you know what? I'm lying. I actually think it was... I actually think the Ollie Gordon pick is totally justifiable. Oklahoma State was awful last year. And that's obviously where that all went wrong. And he was awful last year. However, I thought Ollie Gordon was going to have the season that Ashton Gentry had. So my like in a war that typically people are like, oh, best quarterback, best team, it started to change a little bit, that Heisman Trophy. Where statistical greatness or outlier greatness has won that award for 2 years now. Jaden Daniels and the LSU Tigers lost all their big games. Lost to Bama, lost to Florida State, lost to Ole Miss. Jaden Daniels still won the award. And, you know, I got in arguments about him winning that award time and time again. He shouldn't have won the Heisman Trophy in my eyes. Just lighten up Army and Georgia Southern, Georgia State. I don't care about that. But the statistical excellence of the season, and it was one of the most incredible, again, statistical seasons you'll see, it ends up going Jaden Daniels' way. So you go to last year, right, and another Oregon quarterback in Dylan Gabriel goes unbeaten through Big Ten play. They're the only unbeaten team in college football. Dylan Gabriel gets invited. Sure. A Boise State team who Oregon beat, by the way. Now, interestingly enough, you know, Ashton Gentry was incredible in that game. Dylan Gabriel is really good too. But Dylan Gabriel has a head-to-head win over Ashton Gentry, and Travis Hunter and Colorado weren't even in the mix by the end of it. Like, they didn't make the playoff. I know that they were in that Big 12 hunt, but they didn't make the playoff or anything like that. Dylan Gabriel never felt like legitimately had a chance. So it gives you an idea. It feels like that award is starting to shift to some statistical excellence. And the draft is done, by the way. I'll recap it in a second. That's why some of the guys that have, like Nick Singleton for Penn State's 300-1, he's interesting to me. Because what if he has 2,000 scrimmage yards because he's going to be one of the top pass catchers on that football team? I think that's on the board. I've joked about this. I was trying to find an Anthony Hill Heisman prop, linebacker, edge rusher out of Texas. That defense could be unbelievable. And if he ends up with a 15-sack season, like I'll take a 300-1, 500-1 chance on him. Just, you know, outlier type of stuff like that. I understand it'll be hard to cross the finish line. You know, maybe Cade Klubnik has that gaudy season. Last year he had 36 passing touchdowns, 6 picks, 7 rushing scores. So Klubnik's going to be there. Jeremiah Love of Notre Dame is going to have an opportunity. He had 17 rushing touchdowns last year. Riley Leonard had 17 rushing touchdowns last year. So basically, Jeremiah Love is going to have a 20 rushing touchdown season. I mean, that alone at 40-1 has to make him interesting. I would say. I think, let's see. Is there anyone else with those statistics? No one else has popped crazy for me in that Heisman race. I'm gonna watch it. You know, I've not locked anything in. We'll do the college football futures here 100%. And that's one of the things I just... So let me recap this draft for people. Quarterback room. Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence. Tight end room. Evan Ingram, Dallas Goedert. I need Evan Ingram to be really good. Running back room. Derrick Henry, Breece Hall, David Montgomery, Ramondre Stevenson, Dylan Sampson, Isaac Garendo, Ollie Gordon. I really like that RB room. I think Henry's value, I'm trusting Breece Hall, and I got Breece Hall in a wraparound because I was considering him the round prior. So, like, I took Breece Hall at the 4-5. I was considering him at the 3-8. So, 1, 2, 3, 8 picks were made from kind of when I was considering Breece Hall. I can't be mad about that. I cannot be mad about that at all. Wide receiver room, Malik Nabers, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Jalen Waddle, Chris Olave, Quentin Johnston, Adonai Mitchell, and DeAndre Hopkins. I still like Adonai Mitchell a lot. I feel like I talk myself into Hopkins more and more and more here on this show. I've just been a nice, late find where if Lamar continues his statistical excellence, Hopkins is going to end up outproducing that ADP. And Jalen Waddle's a nice upside shot. First time I think I've drafted Jackson Smith and Jigba. I wonder if that's, like, these are kind of, like I said, I'm really enjoying this, but I'm not a fantasy expert. Like, I don't have, you know, there's a lot of, like, I assume if I told someone how I feel about Jalen Hurts, right, they would say you have to take him at the 3-8, even if it feels, you know, even if you want to run the risk that he gets back to you, because quarterback one in this draft went 3-1 in Lamar Jackson, and quarterback two in Josh Allen went 3-5. So if I think Jalen Hurts is going to outproduce those guys, he's still probably the right pick at 3-8. I got greedy. I didn't get Jalen Hurts. But I like this team. I do. Last night, I didn't like the team I drafted. You want me to? I'll try and pull that up for people, give you an idea of what a team that I do not like looks like here. Hold on a second. No, not that one. This is the one, I think. Yeah, this is a team I don't know. This didn't do it for me. Was this the team? Let's see here. Or was it the Puka team? No, it might be this team. With Hurts? Let's see. I drafted two more yesterday, so I'll let you know how those look. Quarterback room is Hurts and Tua. Running back room, some similarities. Derrick Henry, Breece Hall. But see, in this one, I took Breece Hall at 36, and I took Hurts on the wraparound. So you kind of see the way things work there. Derrick Henry, Breece Hall, Brian Robinson Jr., Javonta Williams, Braylon Allen, Nick Chubb, Miles Sanders. So I'm in on the Jets backfield. I'm in on the Dallas backfield. But like on this team, Breece Hall getting traded is great because then I get Braylon Allen the starter, and I think Breece getting traded will be good. It'll hurt someone somewhere, but I think Breece will still be good no matter where he goes. Wide receiver room, shaky. Puka Nacua, Travis Hunter, Chris Olave, Jaden Reed, Jalen McMillan, Adonai Mitchell, DeAndre Hopkins. How you doing? And then I close that out with Tyler Warren and Evan Ingram in the tight end room. Maybe I like it a little bit more as I talk through it. Maybe I like it a little bit more. Maybe I like it a little bit more. Let's do the, they have this cool feature, like the exposure. So you can kind of see, so through 10 teams, I can figure out how much I've drafted some of these guys. Let's see here. No, it shouldn't be 11 teams. It should be 10. Have I? No. Apply. Here we go. All right. So ready? I've drafted 10 teams in Best Ball Mania. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys on 40%, 4. No one at 50%. Adonai Mitchell is on 60% of the teams, which is exactly what I want. I'm totally happy with that. I really am. The other guys that are on the 40% of the teams, running backs, Dylan Sampson, Breece Hall, Nick Chubb, and Amarian Hampton. Here's another spoiler for you. Amarian Hampton, good chance he's my offensive rookie of the year pick. I think he can outproduce Ashton Jeanty. I really believe that. I think the Chargers win more games. The Rashawn Slater injury, not what we were looking for. when you're thinking about like a Super Bowl future potential. But I think Hampton's going to be really good. Najee Harris, I don't know if Najee Harris can see. I'm not sure Najee Harris can see. I like my chances on Amarian Hampton. I really do. The wide receivers at 40% are Quentin Johnston and DeAndre Hopkins. Looks like I click a lot of the same names as we get down the board. But that's kind of, I think that's normal. And then I have 40% Travis Kelce and 40% Jalen Hurts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I don't know how many more I'll do of these, just because, like, you know, who am I to be drafting this many fantasy teams? But, I really enjoy it. I do. Here's what I'm gonna tell people, okay? Just before I button this up, and let me know if you like this. You know, I feel free to leave a review. Even if you hate it, please, you know, 5-star review and then tell me you hate it. Don't 1-star review and tell me you hate it. You got to zag on them. But if you really enjoy it, 5-star review, let me know. I can do more of this for sure. I understand it'd be better with a visual component. I'm not naive to that. It's something I want to work on for the show. Here's the other thing. I'm about to go on vacation. I'm going to be going on my first ever cruise, which I'm excited about. Never been on a cruise before. But I'm going on my first ever cruise, and I'll be out for like a week. So for this, okay, I was going to try and like pre-record some stuff. You guys don't need that. All right. It's not like there's that much going on. We'll have plenty of time to ramp stuff up for football season. We will. I could under the hat. Maybe I'll do another one of these drafts. But I wouldn't bank on it. If I have time, I could. I got to make sure we pack and stuff like that. And when I say make sure we pack, I mean make sure I'm available to help in any way that I can, because I'm mostly useless. Mostly. But, so I'll be back like that Thursday, Friday. So we'll do something before week zero. And I'll see if I can, you know, again, leave a 5-star review and let me know. Like, hey, we'd love a YouTube channel, you know? Even if you don't need the visual component, like, but still just like, hey, sometimes I watch a podcast on YouTube. It's a little bit easier that way. I think there's people who do that. I obviously more so if they have the YouTube, the visual element, but just, you know, drop that 5-star review, because as we get closer to the football season, I do want to ramp this up for people, because, you know, I thought we had really good consistency during the basketball season, and I enjoyed being able to do this. And basketball, it was happening a lot. I heard something yesterday. It was Bill Simmons who said it's been just like the deadest sports summer in a decade. And I hadn't been thinking about that. But in all seriousness, like, what has been going on, right? Like, it'd be different if Micah Parsons actually got traded, or if, you know, skinny Luka's games were on TV, or if, I don't know, the 10,000 quarterback rankings lists were all done at once instead of now. We're now redoing quarterback rankings. Like, everyone is now running it back. Like, I thought we had the peak to do it, and we did it here on this show. And then, like, this week, we just got more and more and more, which felt a little unnecessary to me. But that's where we're at. We're working on it. I appreciate everybody so much, man, who's subscribed to the podcast. I really, really appreciate, you know, the 5-star reviews. It helps if you can. It does. It starts to shoot this up a little bit more. And look, it gives, you know, it gives a little confidence here that you like what we're doing here, and it encourages us to make sure that we do it more and more. Lastly, a shout out to Callie, one of the dogs here in the house. I took a risk letting her sit in for the podcast. Sometimes she says, you know what? Let me make this show about me. She starts ruining. She didn't do that. So, Callie, that's an A-plus job out of you. A-plus job out of you for listening. As we drafted a little fantasy team here and just kind of talked a little ball, a little bit of a ramble episode. But I enjoyed it. Hope you did as well. The Kevin Walsh Show, Sports Grid Podcast. We'll see you next time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.